Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Anna.
That's right, you are.
Yeah,
and
right.
You've answered the first question on the test correctly.
What?
That's right,
we
yes.
We have some more tests.
No, we
do?
Don't actually have tests, but we're talking about tests. We're trying to understand the importance of tests.
Well, that's good because we asked, what's the point of taking so much tests?
Right, the importance of something is why is it important?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we want to understand why tests are important. Why do we have to do them? A lot of students might ask this question after being in school for a few years, going, wait, I do a lot of tests in school. Why do I do all of these tests? It's a good question. I think the best answer we can give you is it's a way for the teachers to know if you're learning things. That's it. If you sit there in class just kind of staring out the window or reading comic books, you probably won't do well on the tests.
Play with the cell phone?
Playing with your cell phone,
yeah.
You probably won't do well in tests because you're not paying attention, you're not listening, and so you're not learning things.
Mm-hmm.
The tests will show that. The other thing that will show that, of course, is when you leave school, you won't be very smart. And that's not much of a way to go through life. So study hard, do the tests, and realize that they're helping you move along this wonderful path of education. Let's find out more about the importance of tests. Reading.
Understanding the importance of tests. Students might think that school is more suffering than fun. After all, there is so much homework to do and so many tests to study for. But this demanding schedule has its purpose. All this work is designed to help young people become as educated as possible. In school, you are strengthening your mind and creating a foundation for a successful future. Furthermore, it's not just students who have to take tests. Imagine your dream job. It's probably something that requires a lot of study and practice. Take baseball players, for example. They have to research their opponents to have the best chance of winning. Perhaps you want to be an actor or singer. They both have to learn movement and vocal techniques and constantly improve. It goes without saying that doctors and lawyers must undergo years of education and testing. One thing for sure is that students are often given second chances, but grown-ups usually aren't afforded the same luxury. So, look on the bright side and see that every test gives you an opportunity to be your best.
Okay, so the article begins. It says, students might think that school is more suffering than fun. School is more trouble than it is good. Well, yeah, you might think that as a student. After all, it says, there is so much homework to do and so many tests to study for. That's the suffering. That's the difficult, not fun part of going to school.
Right.
Mm. Mm.
所以其实我们大家看到都很有同感啦. But Mike, do you think so?
Well, I think there was some suffering in school, but there's suffering in jobs too. You know, sometimes you have to work hard or work for a boss you don't get along with. That's part of life. It's learning how to kind of put up with the bad things and enjoy the good things, because most of us aren't lucky enough to have every day be wonderful and perfect. And wouldn't the world be kind of boring that way if everything was wonderful and perfect all the time? It's when the things are not good that we start to appreciate and enjoy the good times more, right? By working hard, when we get that prize, when we get that thing that we were trying to get, it's so much sweeter and so much more enjoyable.
是没有错啦，所以其实就是因为生命当中有很多的 difficulties, challenges.
Yes.
There are always something we have to put up with.
Exactly.
就是总是有一些不顺心的地方，所以才要常想一二啊，对不对？
That's right. Absolutely. It is sometimes challenging, but as we said at the end, when you succeed, when you finally win, it feels so much better. It says this demanding schedule for students has its purpose.
Right.
Something demanding, it asks a lot. It's difficult. It's not easy. We can talk about sports being demanding. We can talk about, hiking up a mountain is very demanding, or certain types of jobs are very demanding. For example, we could say being a pilot is a very demanding job. Being a pilot, flying airplanes, is a very demanding job. They study hard. They have a lot of pressure. They often have to work when they're tired, and they have to think about many important things. And of course, if pilots make a mistake, lots of people, including the pilot, could get hurt or even die. So it's a difficult or demanding job.
对耶，所以如果你要当那个这个开飞机的 pilot， 那其实这个工作非常的 demanding， 它的要求很多，其实要求是很严格的哦。不过在这里我们这个 demanding 的形容词，它其实回归到动词的话就是 demand 就是要求的意思。所以其实在学校这样子的 demanding 的 schedule 是有一个目的，有 purpose。
All of this work is designed to help young people become as educated as possible. That's right. We're trying to teachers and schools and, well, the whole world with young people, we're trying to help young people become as smart as possible, as smart as they can, or as educated as they can.
所以后面的这个 as 其实就是我们还算熟悉的像什么一样的如何如何，或者是尽可能的如何如何。如果我们看到结尾是 as possible， 就变成是尽可能的怎样。到底是怎样呢？其实这样子的一个 work， 这种 demanding schedule， 是为了要帮助大家 to become as educated as possible。 当然 educated 就是受教育，尽量让大家呢能够多学一些东西。
In school, you are strengthening your mind and creating a foundation for a successful future. Absolutely, that's very well said. In school, you are strengthening your mind. To strengthen something is to make something stronger. So by eating good fruits and vegetables, you will strengthen your body. When people are putting up a house, they might, build it in a certain way to strengthen it. In Taiwan, especially down in Taidong, when they build new houses, they might strengthen them because of the typhoons and earthquakes that they could feel down there. They make something stronger. That's what our example sentence actually talks about. It says, before a typhoon, many people use strong tape to strengthen their windows. Before a typhoon, many people use strong tape to strengthen their windows, right? They cover the windows in kind of an X using tape to make them stronger so the wind doesn't blow them out.
Right. 所以在这里的 strengthen 就是强化的意思。可是其实这个字啊，我们很熟悉的原因是因为它的结尾如果 en 摘掉的话， strength 本来是力量的意思，所以 strength 后面加上 en 让它变成动词，使什么什么有力量，使什么什么更强壮，强化什么什么。所以在学校我们学东西其实是我们让我们的 mind 我们的心智更加的有力量哦。
Take baseball players, for example. They have to research their opponents to have the best chance of winning. Wait.Baseball players have to do homework?
I think so.
Well, that's true. Yeah, baseball players, well, good baseball players, they do homework. They do research. They research their opponents to have the best chance of winning. To research is to find out more information about something. An opponent is the person you are playing against in a game or in some kind of contest.So it could be in just a friendly video game competition, or it could be in a sport like football or baseball or something like that. You have an opponent, a person you are playing against. For example, England was too strong an opponent for China in the soccer game. England was too strong an opponent for China in the soccer game. They were playing against each other. It's true in baseball pitchers, right? They have to know what kind of balls the batters will hit, and the batters have to know what kind of balls the pitchers will throw at them. So they watch a lot of videotape of old baseball games to learn about this stuff. So it's not just show up, put on your shoes, play baseball, go home. There's a lot of preparation, a lot of homework.
Right.
Even in baseball.
Right. 所以不要以为运动员就不用 study. 其实就像打棒球的，他们也要研究研究 ，research 一下他们的对手。 是如何打球这个击球投球之类的，所以其实对手这个英文单字 opponent O-P-P-O-N-E-N-T opponent 这样他们才会赢啊。
Now what about other jobs? Perhaps you want to be an actor or singer. Well, they both have to learn movement and vocal techniques and constantly improve. That's right. Actors and singers go to schools. What do you think they're learning in the schools? How to be famous? How to look cool in a magazine? No, they're learning how to act and sing. They do tests, they do homework, and they practice and practice and practice. That's how you make your technique much better. A technique is a skilled way of doing something. Okay, so a chef will learn cooking techniques. An actor will learn acting or singing techniques, ways of doing things. For example, Jenny learned many techniques at cooking school in France. Jenny learned many techniques at cooking school in France. And singers and actors do practice, or as they call it, rehearse, R-E-H-E-A-R-S-E, that's to practice, for hours. I think with my music group, when we play a show, it's about 45 minutes to an hour. We usually practice for at least 12 hours before that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it looks easy when we get up on stage and we're having fun and jumping around and having a good time, but a lot of hard work goes into it.
对啦。
Homework, again.
对啊，所以只是我了解这个台湾学生的情况，就是有时候我们的 study 的科目有点 too many subjects, and, 你知道我们的 homework 都其实很多是 writing,
memorizing. Yeah, not enough time to really learn things. You're doing all the cramming that we talked about yesterday.
对，但是就是其实如果是运动员啊或者是 actors, singers, 他们也是有很多的 homework, 因为他们要学他们自己的 technique, 就所谓的技术 technique。T-E-C-H-N-I-Q-U-E 可数名词哦，其实就是技术或技巧的意思，所以其实大家都是要很努力的啦。
So even athletes and actors and singers have to do homework, and of course it goes without saying that doctors and lawyers, engineers, many types of business people or computer people, all of these kinds of jobs, those folks must undergo years of education and testing. To undergo is to basically go through something, to go through some kind of process. In this case, what are we talking about? School, university, doctors and lawyers. I mean, doctors and lawyers, usually it's what, 8 to 10 years of school.
Before 8 to 10 years?
Well, doctors,
not
it's about,
4 years?
It's a, no, no,
7 years, I know, 7 years.
7 or 8, yeah. And then if you want to be more, even, you know, get a more advanced degree, you have to do even more. So I'd say at least 7, probably more like 8 or even more than that for doctors and lawyers. So there you go.
Lots
to learn.
对啊，所以反正不管是什么职业，就是 even 是 doctors, lawyers, 医生、律师，都也是要 undergo, 就是经历很多年的，至少医生就是7年啊，律师更不用说了，还有很多执照的考试。
One thing for sure is that students, young students, are often given second chances. But grown-ups or adults usually aren't afforded the same luxury. That's true. When you're young, you can make mistakes, and you can, of course, learn from your mistakes in the future. Older people, they don't have the time that young people have. They don't have the time to continue in school or study something new. They have to work and have a job. They don't have the same luxury of extra time that young people do. A luxury is a privilege or some special thing that you can do that's available for you. We often think about luxury like 5-star hotels
right.
You know, fancy watches or shoes or something like that. But luxury can be other things like free time, right? For busy people, having a day off is a luxury, you know?For people who don't have a lot of money, maybe eating a nice big steak would be a luxury. I can't afford this kind of food. It's too expensive normally. Or I don't have enough time to do something. So having some free time, like over Chinese New Year, just to sleep in and relax and watch some movies, that's a luxury. It's a special thing that you have to use because it might not be there all the time.For example, on Saturdays, many people enjoy the luxury of sleeping in. On Saturdays and Sundays and holidays, many people enjoy the luxury of sleeping in. I don't have to wake up at 7 o'clock to go to work. What a wonderful luxury.
对啊，所以其实这个 luxury 不一定是我们讲的一定是很贵的东西。如果是相对于你日常生活来说，非常特别好的事情，很奢侈的一件事，比如说你很忙，所以突然能够来个悠闲的下午，这就可以成为一个 luxury.
So look on the bright side and see that every test gives you an opportunity to be your best. Yeah, so looking on the bright side is trying to see the good situation, the good side of something. It's our shortcut for you, so let's find out more right now.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, do you want to go to the flower show in the park tomorrow?
Oh, yes. My friends went last week and said it was nice.
Let me just check the weather. Uh-oh. It looks like it will rain all day tomorrow.
Oh, no. But it's the last day of the show.
Look on the bright side. At least if we go, there will be fewer people.
The bright side? But it's kind of dark when it rains.
To look on the bright side means to find something good when bad things happen.
I understand now. Look on the bright side means 往好处想。
You got it. It's not all bad, really, because it won't be so crowded.
That's true. Then, after that,We can go shopping for clothes.
Shopping?
Look on the bright side. At least you will be dry and warm in the stores.
Okay, well, we're going to move right into our For You chat question, so don't leave. We're going to be back with that in a moment.
For You chat.
Okay, so we talked about some of the tests that we can, take in school, well, have to take in school. What about some of the tests that you might face outside of school as you get older? What about some of those tests? I would think that the most important test you would, well, not the most important, the one important test that almost everybody takes, if you're a doctor or a, you know, truck
license
driver.
Test?
A driver's license.
Yeah,
license. Driving test.That's an important one, right? Most people do that around, well, in Canada, I think you can be as young as 16 to do it, but you have to be, you know, a slightly older person, maybe in Taiwan, I think 18 here, to take a driving test. And yeah, it's something a lot of people want to do. If you can't drive a car, as you get older, it can be kind of inconvenient.
Right.
Yeah, so that's an important one. What else? What other kinds of tests do we take?
License test.
Yeah, a lot of jobs have tests, right? If you want to become a nurse or a doctor.
It could be very, very hard.
All sorts of different things. Flying airplanes or, you know, working with lots of big heavy machines. You have to take a test, you know, to show that you can use the machine safely. And of course...
Job interview be a kind of test?
A job interview can be kind of a test, yeah. You might have to do a language test at a certain job interview, you know, if it's an international company. And, of course, many doctors I know continue to take tests because science is always learning new things. So the doctors have to learn the new things in science just like students do, right? If a doctor is 60 years old and he thinks science is the same as it was when he was a kid, he could be very wrong, right? So they have to learn that stuff. And, of course... As we explained, tests are part of seeing if learning is working. So tests are part of life. Prepare for them. Be aware of them. Don't be too frightened of them. And, you know, I think if you get ready early enough, there's not really many tests out there that should make you too nervous. All right. Good luck with your tests. Study hard. Drink a lot of tea. Tea's good for you, I think, when you're studying. And, of course, get a good night's sleep before your test. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Understanding the importance of tests. Students might think that school is more suffering than fun. After all, there is so much homework to do and so many tests to study for. But this demanding schedule has its purpose.All this work is designed to help young people become as educated as possible. In school, you are strengthening your mind and creating a foundation for a successful future. Furthermore, it's not just students who have to take tests. Imagine your dream job. It's probably something that requires a lot of study and practice.Take baseball players, for example. They have to research their opponents to have the best chance of winning. Perhaps you want to be an actor or singer. They both have to learn movement and vocal techniques and constantly improve. It goes without saying that doctors and lawyers must undergo years of education and testing. One thing for sure is that students are often given second chances, but grown-ups usually aren't afforded the same luxury. So, look on the bright side and see that every test gives you an opportunity to be your best.
Vocabulary review.
Demanding. The boss is very demanding and often asks her workers to stay late. Strengthen. Running a few times a week will strengthen your legs and your heart. Opponent. The boxer defeated his opponent with fast and powerful punches. Technique. Baseball pitchers have several techniques for putting spin on the ball as they release. Luxury. For poor people around the world, good food and clean water are luxuries.